Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hang on, guys. I'm going to unmute John Benko. Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Doing great. Just driving home. I'm going to go ahead and mute myself. You can bring me back on after the Divine Mercy.
Roger that. Excuse me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Okay, John.
So I took a preview of our saint of the day, and this is just one of the most cruelly ironic stories that I've ever read in my life, and it just goes to show that, boy, life just sometimes just has some bizarre twists and turns, and we just never know what's coming. So I'm not gonna try to blow it. I'm gonna let you go ahead and tell the story, but it just really is an amazing story.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell the story?
Well, since I'm driving and I'm not in a position to be able to do that, I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Okay. Well, our saint of the day, my friends, is St. Julian the Hospitaller. And he was a 4th century saint. We're not sure of the exact date that he lived, but his feast day is celebrated today, February 12th. St. Julian was born to wealthy parents in Europe. As the legend goes, he was married to a wealthy and noble widow. Sometime after marrying the widow, he was placed under a curse that he would kill his parents. So St. Julian and his wife moved far away from his parents so that he wouldn't be able to kill them. Well, his parents found them and came to the house while he was away, and so his wife let them sleep in her bed. Well, St. Julian came home the next morning, and upon finding a couple sleeping in the bed, assumed that it was his wife and some other man, and killed them. When he found out that he had actually killed his parents, he was beyond, and I mean beyond, being consolable. He was beyond mortified. So he decided that he would spend the rest of his life in penance for killing his parents. And so as part of their penance, he and his wife went to Rome, where they received absolution. And then they came home, and when they came home, close to a river where pilgrims would often come through on pilgrimages to Rome or the Holy Land or Knights to the Crusades, he put up a hospital. And this hospital was for travelers and for poor people and for lepers. And one day a leper came to him, and he put the leper in his own bed because he had no place else for him. Well, it turns out it was an angel, maybe the angel Gabriel, God's messenger, who came to tell him that God had given him absolution for his wrongs. And so that's really the end of the story. And St. Julian is the patron saint of innkeepers, travelers, boatmen, pilgrims, and knights. And like I said a minute ago, his feast is today, February 12th. So that is the story of St. Julian the Hospitaller.
Yeah, and like I said, one of the most ironic stories. He moves far away to escape the consequences of his curse, and yet falls under the curse anyway, and here's a man who falsely accused his wife of adultery, and based on that false accusation, killed both of his parents. And yet, here we are today celebrating him as a saint. That doesn't give hope for all of us. I don't know what would.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, St. Julie and the hospital are pray for us.
Yeah.
Definitely St. Julian, pray for us. I mean, if that doesn't give us hope, I don't know who possibly could. I mean, St. Thomas More did nothing to die for. St. Boniface didn't deserve to die. All he did was cut down the donor oak, and there's nothing criminal about that.
But how about St. Maria Goretta?
Oh, my gosh.
There's another one.
There's another one who definitely didn't deserve to die.
Right, and had so much compassion on her killer that she ended up converting him from heaven. It's just the stories of the saints are just so magnificent, and they demonstrate how unsearchable the grace of God is, how beyond our ability to comprehend. What a God we serve.
We have a great God, and He is a wonderful and loving God who is merciful, and we don't deserve Him.
Beyond anything that we can comprehend or even attempt to comprehend.
No. We are not attempting at all to comprehend. I have no ability to comprehend. And it's like Our Lady of Grace. If you look at the picture, there are graces coming from her hands that aren't hitting the earth because we don't know to pray for those graces. I mean, and she told us that.
Yeah. The saddest thing to me, Richard, was from Our Lady of Fatima. And that was a message that there are souls that go to hell only because there's no one to pray for them. That is just so sad.
That's very sad.
And
again,
I always
somebody
make it
that
a point, when I say my prayers, I always try to pray for those who have no one else to pray for them. And everybody should try to make that a habit of adding to your prayer intentions those who have no one else to pray for them. You might,
amen.
And that's not just on earth, but souls in purgatory that have no one else to pray for them, that without your prayers may have to spend decades, if not centuries, in purgatory simply because they have no one to come to their aid. And Richard, I sure would hate to imagine that I am given a long, long, long sentence in purgatory and I don't have anyone to pray for me. That would just be an awful situation.
Oh,
so
my gosh, wouldn't it?
We have to pray for these souls. Many of them may have died, more pious than we are, but they simply didn't know about the existence of purgatory. Their families maybe didn't know about the existence of purgatory, and there's no one to pray for them to help them receive that expiation for their sins. So we can intercede for someone who has no other friend. And, boy, isn't that the gospel message?
It is. I mean, every day I pray for the soul furthest from being released from purgatory to be released from purgatory.
Amen.
And I believe that God will release that person based on prayers.
And if you understand, to the folks that may be tuning in that are not familiar with this, purgatory is not a second chance. That's not the way it works.
No.
We believe what Paul said, that every soul at the moment of their death will be judged, and they will be saved or lost. Period. Full stop. There's not one exception to that. Some of the souls that are saved, however, must be expiated of some of the temporal residue left from sin before they can enter into heaven. But there are no souls that leave purgatory and go to hell. It's not a sorting out process. Every single soul that goes to purgatory is a saved soul.
Exactly.
And, you know, Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, at the end of our lives, every man's work will be burned up, and some will suffer loss, but they themselves will still be saved, but only as through fire. And that is talking about purgatory. And,
yes.
And you know, I want to say one more thing, Richard. I don't want to jump all over your show, but I just want to say one more thing. I hear people say, well, I'll be happy just to get to purgatory.
No.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Purgatory is not a place that you want to go. It's not a picnic. It's not a picnic.
No.
It beats the alternative. It sure beats the alternative.
It's minor hell, but it's still hell.
Yeah, it's not eternal. That's the difference. But the other issue is this. Why would you say that to God? That's an insult to God. God, I want to be just, I want to do, tell me what just the minimum is. That's all I want to do for you, Lord. I just want to do the minimum just to get by. No, not me.
I want to
do the maximum.
I want to make heaven. If I make purgatory, I'll be happy, but I want to make heaven. Heaven is my goal.
And because I want to please our Lord the most, I want to be completely united to his will. That's what I want. That should be your desire if you're a Christian, is to please God. Now, we don't always do it. We sometimes fall short and have to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. Trust me, been there, done that many times.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't be aiming for purgatory. Shouldn't be aiming for purgatory. At least, anyway, I've said my soapbox. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I got no complaints. Been working all day. Took a break to do the chaplet. So while I got you, let's go ahead and do the daily update.
Okay. Well, tonight, me and Luke are going to be able to tackle part 3 of the Gospel of John. And it seems like everything that's been able to foil that has happened. But tonight, I think we're finally going to be able to move forward with part 3. Tomorrow, that's
at 7 Eastern?
Yeah, 7 Eastern.
Okay.
Tomorrow at same time, 7 Eastern, tomorrow being the 13th, I'm going to do the first in a series of shows counting down to my trip to Israel, which is something that's going to be a big deal for the Four Persons Network, because everything from that trip is going to be highlighted on our network and talked about and shown in audio and video format. And tomorrow it is officially 9 months until I leave. So that's going to be the first of that. And then the next day is Ash Wednesday and St. Valentine's Day. And as part of the daily update, I'm going to include probably 1 minute in length every day, a meditation. And I'll record it, upload it, and all you have to do is play it. So probably
okay.
Be about 1 minute in length every day. And I hope to have a 1 minute reflection meditation for every single day of Lent. It may be recalling something from the past, a particular message from a particular saint, or just something that inspires me for that particular day. And that's going to start on Wednesday with the start of Lent. Now, I know you've spoken to Ken and William about what's going on after that, so why don't you let us know what they've got cooking.
Okay. Ken has an interview for Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, and he hadn't told me who the interview is. But it's tentatively scheduled, and if the interview doesn't go through, then he's just going to answer common questions on Catholicism. And then on Saturday, I think at 11 Eastern, William is doing Catholicism Rocks, followed by his show at noon, Burnt Toast and Coffee. And on Burnt Toast and Coffee, he's going to delve into whether the church fathers taught, whether the church fathers taught the rapture. So that's going to be an interesting show.
So, one other thing that I wanted to point out is that the poor person has a little bit of a streak going on.
We do.
People hadn't noticed. Just before Christmas, we placed the show in the top 10. It was the week before Christmas, wasn't it? And I believe it was Lisa's show, right?
Yes.
No, Roger, it was William's show.
William's show
about Burnt Toast and Coffee. It was the show about Joshua, about the controversial passages in the Gospel of in the Book of Joshua, and it moved into the top 10, and that was, I believe, a week before Christmas.
We've had a
show in the top 10 ever since then. Now, it hasn't always been the same show, but we've been in the top 10 now since the week before Christmas. That's a pretty good streak. And,
yes, it is.
I hope we keep it going.
And I'll be honest, I've looked a couple of times, and it's been Divine Mercy.
Yep, right now it is Divine Mercy. And what we're going to start doing is... and again, starting Wednesday, since we're going to have different devotions, we're going to start giving unique titles to each of our shows. So it's to each of your shows so that they're not confused about what the date is. You know what I'm saying? So each show will have its unique title associated with that day or with the meditation of that day or something about that day. And that's how we'll be able to keep track. But currently, one of the episodes of Divine Mercy is currently in the top 10. And for a show that is not quite a year old, I think we're doing pretty good.
I think we're doing amazing.
We're doing real good. I'd like to see us get another number one show. That's what I'm hoping for. And, just to help us, keep the momentum going. The video network is just taking off. The interview with Father Imbarato has had a lot of hits, a lot of traffic. And the things that William is doing for us in terms of promotion is just great. And we're
amazing.
Just so happy.
And I've got Father...
so happy.
And I've got Father Imbarato on with me tomorrow to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. And the things that Lisa is doing and the things that Ken is doing and Luke, and it's just, we've just got such a great group here. And I'll be honest with you.
We do.
Sometimes, and I'm just heart-to-heart just, be totally honest with you, man. Sometimes I struggle with the feelings that I don't stand up to the rest of this, group that we have here, and don't measure up with the people that we have here. And I know that's the devil beating me up and whispering in my ear, you know, and I get that, but it's a struggle, but it really is an honor and a privilege to work with all of you guys.
Well,
you're all
we feel the same way. We feel exactly the same way about you, John. We couldn't do this without your leadership.
Well, I'm humbled by your words, but you guys have taken this thing just really to places that I didn't imagine we would be at this point. I'm going to be honest with you. I really honestly believe, I thought I was being optimistic when I started this thing out and saying that I believe that within our first year we would have a top 10 show. A top 10 show. That was, and I thought I was being optimistic by saying that I really thought we could do that. What have we had, Richard? 13 top 10 shows? I mean,
13.
It's just so far exceeded my expectations. 13 top 10 shows, folks. The show, we're not even a year old. You know, not to put too fine a point on it, but the show that I came from, not one. They haven't had a single top 10 show in that time. And that's not because of me. That's not because of me. That's because this network has made a point of not making it about all of the me's that are inside this. We've all put ourselves on the shelf for the sake of the mission and not let the egos get in the way, and you don't see that self-promotion here that you see. And when I say self-promotion, I'm saying the promotion of the person.
Right.
We promote the message, we promote what we're trying to do, but this is not about John. It's not about Richard. It's not about William. It's not about Luke. And when it gets to the point where it starts being about us, then that's when we're going to sabotage what it is that we're trying to do. Because people don't tune in to the Divine Mercy to hear us, to hear how great we think we are.
No,
they tune in
for the glory of
Mercy.
God.
Exactly. They tune in to hear how great God is. And he's greater than any of us are ever going to be.
He's greater than every single person who's ever walked the face of the earth or ever will walk the face of the earth combined, except for one, and that's his son.
And sometimes we don't understand God's ways, and sometimes we give in to the temptation to believe that he doesn't hear our prayers, or that he's not, we give into that impatience, that he's not acting fast enough in our certain situation or our circumstance. Those are things that we have to fight. And if we let our guard down, we can be overcome by those thoughts. But all you had to do is open up a Bible, and there's plenty of people in the Bible that were bewildered by the way that things turned out and the turns that things took and the consequences of doubt. I mean, God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky, and Abraham doubted. And he was, we can understand why Abraham doubted. He was very old. He was, Sarah was very old. It seemed impossible that God would be able to fulfill his promise, but fulfilled it he did. And there we are.
Yep. All right. Well, folks, we're going to dispense with the three Hail Mary novena today, because we're out of time. And I just want to remind everybody to visit our friends, Tony and Paulette Rock, at therockcompanyshop.com.
Yeah, we're going to make a commercial for them, too.
Awesome.
In fact, if you can, if you could write me up something, we'll make a script, and I'm going to make a commercial for them and play it on our show, because we really do need to help these folks out.
Yeah, we do. And
you know,
I just want to remind everybody that we're doing this to help them. We're not doing this because they're paying us money or giving us inventory or giving us discounts.
Right.
We're doing it because
right.
they're friends of the show. They help us. We help our friends.
In fact, we wouldn't accept the free gifts or the reduction if they offered it. We couldn't do that.
Because they're
good people, they're godly people, and they are not to blame for the situation that they're in. And you know, they're in a business that depends on
tourism.
And right now tourism has really taken a hit because of some barbaric people who've done some awful things.
And tourism was starting to get back to normal after COVID.
Right. And they are not part of the group that I'm going to belong to when I go there in November, but there are a couple of free days that are in the mix, of our 2 weeks, and you better believe that I'm going to be taking one of those free days to take a taxi to the Shepherd's Field and meet Tony and Paulette and see their shop first day, and I can't wait. But we need to help these good people out because they're the salt of the earth. They're really good people, and we need to do what we can to help them out. And folks, if you're listening, if you're not in a position to buy something right now, yeah, I understand. Times are tough, and people are struggling. We understand that. But you can do two things. Number one, you can tell somebody else about them, spread the word, and number two, you can pray for them. You can always do those two things, and we ask you to do that. Even if you do have the means to purchase something from them, we ask that you do. If you don't have the means, then at a minimum, tell somebody else about them and pray for them.
Yep, and I can tell you that part of my birthday present from my mother came from there. I don't know what it is yet, but part of my birthday gift from my mother came from there.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out on your birthday, won't we?
Well, that's next Monday.
Well, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. Yep, it's a federal holiday on my birthday, y'all. My birthday is a federal holiday.
How do you like that? You've been elevated to the level of a president.
Well, it just happens
president
to be President's
for a day.
Day.
So you're
it just
president
happens
for a day.
Exactly. And it only happens about once every 4 or 5, 6 years.
President Washington, President Jefferson, President Lincoln, and President Pettus. There we
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I like that order. All right, we're going to call it a day, folks. I want y'all all to have a blessed rest of your day, and I'll see all of y'all at 3:30 Eastern tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen, brother.